Now, long-time stalwart of the Cumbria Chess Club, Sid Cassidy, is being presented with the English Chess Federation's President's Award tonight to recognise his services to chess. Well, Mr. Cassidy and his chess set, both in the studio with me this morning. Sid, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How long have you been involved in chess? Is this a lifelong relationship with the game?
I played in school myself and then hadn't played for 25 years until I went to Austin Friars. Where a pupil, sixth form pupil, said, would I be interested in reviving the school chess club, which had stopped when the previous organiser had left a year previously.
So you said yes.
I said yes. And it sort of developed from there.
What is it for you about the game then, both as a youngster and as somebody coming back to it later in life, is so entrancing, so enthralling?
I think it's a game that you can play at virtually any level. You can play quick chess with kids all over in 30 seconds. You can play, as you play in Cumbria League, you can play a four-hour game where you might spend 20 minutes, half an hour thinking about one move. It comes down to it, it's always your responsibility. You can't blame anybody else.
Quick chess is where you've got 30 seconds for each move. You've got a move at the end of that.
No, well, you can play... There are countless variations. You can play five-minute chess where you've got 5 minutes to play the whole game.
Ouch! You've already got to be quick thinking for that.
In the Carlisle Club, we have a Christmas tournament, a lightning tournament, where you have 10 seconds to play a move.
Do you need a certain sort of brain for it? Because I remember being taught the basic moves by my uncle when I was a teenager. Could see the moves, could see the mechanics of the chessboard... Couldn't really concentrate on the strategy. Didn't seem to have the mind connections to work out what might happen next or after that, the sort of deep level of thinking that chess requires. Only certain people have that.
Well, I'd imagine that's the case. I mean, I'm no grandmaster. I don't know what they... what level they operate on.
Is it still easy enough to get youngsters interested in it and involved in it?
It is. I mean, I'm no longer involved now because I've moved on back home to Ireland. But you organise an under-9 tournament in Carlisle and you can get 60, 70, 80 kids there. Under-11 tournament, you might get 100.
Because it's very tactile, isn't it? You've got a grand chess set, a lovely chessboard in front of us, nice wooden pieces. Yep. Feel those in your hand and it feels like you're actually playing something, more so than an electronic controller for an electronic game. Yep. And it stands the test of time, does it? You are getting youngsters who are wanting to be involved in chess rather than going home and flicking on the Wii or the Xbox.
I think perhaps people who enjoy playing chess are people who enjoy playing games.
Right, yes.
They will probably do both. They'll probably do computer games. I mean, I used to play bridge for years. I played whist for the Crown and Thistle for years and the Redfern in the Cumbria, in the Carlisle Whist League. I mean, I just enjoy playing games.
You definitely do have that sort of mind. Sid, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Sid Cassidy, as I said, over the next half an hour or so, Sid is going to try and teach me some of the basics. Who's going to win? Yeah, I think I know who's going to win. But we'll keep trying, see whether he can make any improvement on the basic skills my uncle taught me when I was about 14. Sid Cassidy is with me in the studio this morning. Sid's a former teacher at Austin Friars School. He's being presented with the English Chess Federation's President's Award tonight at the school at 7:30. Sid, your task this morning is to teach me the early stages of chess, having not done anything with a chessboard since my uncle taught me at 14. So if you are teaching somebody right from the beginning, the chessboard's laid out in front of us, where do you go? What's lesson number one?
Quite often people start at the other end of the game. Instead of starting with the beginning, they start with the end. How do you win the game?
So you set the board up so it's...
How do you get checkmate?
Right.
And start from there and work back towards the beginning. It depends. I mean, there are various ways of going at it. I mean, usually you would start with a few simple openings.
So white starts.
White starts.
And you move one of the pawns.
Typically,
how do you know which one to move first? You've gone for the one in front of the king. How do you know that's the right one?
I don't. It could be either one in front of the king. You may open... a friend of mine always opens this one here, which is pawn on the board to c4. It is the pawn in front of the bishop. The theory is basically that if you control the centre of the board, you control the game. So if you put up a pawn at the side of the board, you are not influencing what happens in the centre of the board.
And that's the key to it, is it?
Yes.
Concentrate on the central action.
The idea is to get your pieces into action. So by moving a pawn in front of your king or queen, you can move a bishop out. You can always move a knight out. But if you move a pawn at the edge of the board, you are not influenced, and the main fighting area is going to be in the middle. Now, you may at times find that a flank attack works better, but by and large, if you control the middle, you've got many more options than somebody who doesn't.
We will come back for some more tips in just a while. For the moment, Sid, thank you very much. Time to move the